This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 49.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, hey, what's going on? Alex Pardo here. And I want to cover a couple of things that have really jumped out at me lately as it relates to our direct mail marketing. But before I do that, and I think it's tied in, so I'm not going off on a tangent here, is we got some amazing news. Well, we've known for almost 2.5 months now, but we are expecting our second child, and we just found out recently that it's going to be another baby girl. So the Pardo family is super pumped. It's incredible what if any parents out there can relate, just having a child completely changes your life. And I mean for the better, for the positive. It's an incredible feeling, and we're really looking forward to growing the family and adding another girl to the Pardo household here. So it's unbelievable. And it's, aside from that, just the motivation and the drive it gives you to continue to go after your goals and, help people and make more money and grow your business and just have an impact in general, so that you can provide for your family and you can, be an example. It's fuel to the fire, really, for me. So anyways, wanted to share that bit of information because we're excited about it. It's a great feeling. And along these same lines, and this is actually why this is tied into what I want to cover on today's podcast show, is my wife and I, so we're, we've kind of gotten to the point where we've outgrown, or at least we thought, or we feel that we may have outgrown the current house that we live in. And obviously we have a baby on the way. And so we'd like a house with, an even bigger house with more square footage, an extra bedroom. Obviously I work from home. I have a home office here. And so, we've been looking on the MLS, and obviously I have a lot of contacts. I know a lot of agents. And here in the Miami area, the South Florida market, it's pretty competitive. Inventory is kind of low. It's a bit dry, and we're looking for something that we don't have to rehab. The house that we bought, we completely renovated the property. And honestly, it was a bit of a pain in the ass and something we just don't want to go through again. So we're looking for something completely remodeled. And so we have certain boxes that we want to check with the next property that we buy. And I've been looking on the MLS, talking to agents for, close to a month, and we just have not found what we're looking for. And it's extremely challenging, to come as an investor and a wholesaler, somebody that you make a living buying low and selling higher. It's so hard for me to kind of wrap my head around paying retail value for a property, but we haven't found anything. And I talked to Nat, and I was like, let me apply a lot of the resources and the tools that I have. Let me apply the knowledge that I've acquired, in the last 10, 11 years, with direct mail response marketing. And let me, forget about trying to go the conventional route of finding a property on the MLS through an agent. Obviously that's not working. Let me send out some soldiers, i.e. some postcards out into the market. And let's see if we can connect on a deal, potentially a deal. But with the goal of, let's see if we can find our house, that's off market, and we've connected with the sellers. So I wanted to take a bit of a different approach here, and you'll understand why I'm kind of telling you this story and going this route. So I was like, rather than sending out one of the postcards that we always send out in our business, so one of the things that I want to share with you is, and I want to encourage you to do, is that we're always split testing our direct mail marketing, right? So what works better, a yellow postcard or a white postcard? A white postcard or a green postcard? Yellow or green? What headline works better? Attention, homeowner, blah, 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 or warning, blah, 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 or, so we're always, with every single campaign we have going out, we have different unique phone numbers, local phone numbers attached to either the list and or the marketing piece. That way you know, we're always in data collection mode and we're always trying to figure out what brings in more calls, you know, i.e. increases the response rate, because the more leads you have coming into your pipeline, the more opportunities you have. And it stands to reason, obviously, that with the more opportunities you have, you know, it's a numbers game, better chance you have of connecting with a motivated seller and doing a deal. So, by the way, just a quick tip, for us anyways, we've been split testing for a while. Yellow postcards, for us have outproduced white and green. And the attention headline, you know, even though it's, most people use that attention postcard that my buddy Chris Chico, I think, came out with years ago. It still works. It's still, you know, despite the fact that there's a lot of noise in the marketplace and a lot of people use that postcard, it still, you know, produces a healthy 2-3% response rate, which is, you know, average or slightly better than average, I think, in this market, considering how many people are sending direct mail. So what I want to challenge you with, and the purpose of me wanting to record this particular podcast episode, is think about how you can change the copy. You know, and what I mean by copy is the text on your postcard, so that you're cutting through the clutter, you're standing out from the noise, and you're not sending the same type of, you know, message that everybody else and their mom is sending. So what I told my wife is, I was like, you know what, I'm going to come up with a little bit of a different take on the regular 4.25x6 postcard that we typically send out. Right now we're using click to mail. So I just sat down. I didn't give it a whole lot of thought, but I'm like, I'm just going to send out a very personal, you know, postcard. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to include this here in the mentioned in this episode, in the show notes page. So, so you can download the postcard. And I came up with this right before I sent it out, and I want to share with you kind of the results. But basically the headline says, "My wife and I want to buy your house at," and then it's a mail merge field. So the property address. Okay. So my wife and I want to buy your house at, and it has the property address, and it's in big font and bold. And then there's like a bold black line below it. And then basically the copy says, "Hi, you know, homeowner's first name. My wife, Natalie, and I are expecting our second child, and we're looking to buy a house that gives us more space and allows us to stay close to our family. I'm sending you this postcard to see if you might be interested in selling your property. If so, I recorded a message for you. So call me at," and then it's got a local phone number that's just a very simple voice recording, you know, that says, you know, "Hey, you've reached Alex and Natalie. If you're calling, you know, thank you for responding to the postcard. You know, our family is excited to add in a, you know, our second child, blah, blah, blah. If you have a property that you might be thinking about selling, you know, please leave your name, number, and the property address, and either my wife and I will get back to you as soon as possible." Very personal approach. It's not, you know, businessy at all, or corporate, nothing like that. And the results have been interesting. Actually, if you bear with me for a quick second, I wanna jump in here so I can check the response rates. But they're basically hovering like between 3-4% response rate. But it's been interesting because, you know, we have two lead managers in our business that are responsible for processing all of the calls that come in from our direct mail marketing campaign. So I haven't spoken to a seller in I don't know how long in terms of actually like processing a lead. And I told my guys, I'm like, you know, because this is a little bit of a different approach and we're looking for our house to live in, let me process these leads. You know, so I set up some automation so that I get a task is created for me. I get tagged in Podio, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, there's been so many calls to process. And I'm like, you know, now I remembered why I hired, you know, my guys to do this, because I can't imagine being on the phone all day, like just making calls. Not for me. So anyways, I've been doing this and it's been so interesting to, you know, to hear a lot of sellers have been telling me, have been complimenting me on the marketing. But the funny thing is that so many people are skeptics and cynics, and they just didn't believe that I was really looking for a house for my family and I. And so I can't tell you how many homeowners I've spoken to have been like, "Are you an agent? Are you an investor?" You know, or they just kind of been questioning my motives. And it's funny because I've had to tell them like, "Look, I actually am in the business. This is what we do. But my motivation, my intention are pure. My wife and I, we really are expecting our second child in May. And, you know, we've outgrown our house and we're looking for a bigger house." And it's been funny because so much of the feedback I've been getting is that I've never, I, you know, some homeowners have told me, "Oh, I've never I've never received a postcard like this. I was really curious. And so I had to call. I actually don't want to sell my house, but I had to call and kind of find out more about this. And the light bulbs just started going out that, you know, as investors and wholesalers, I think so often we just kind of get into our routine of sending out the same postcard that everybody else sends out. Or we might have a particular postcard that works well for us, so we rest on our laurels and we just continue to send it out. And I think what this did was it was just more proof and validation that we have to kind of buck the trend and we have to avoid staying in the status quo of just sending out what we think works or what, you know, everybody else sends out. So what I want to challenge you to do is think of different ways that you can approach your, you know, homeowners and your hot zip codes and the areas that you market. Now, I'm not suggesting that you know, if you're not expecting another child or if you're really not looking for a house to live in, I'm not necessarily suggesting or advocating that you lie on the postcard just for the purposes of getting the phone to ring. Although some people, you know, would gladly do it and they wouldn't have an issue with it. You know, I'm not here to judge that approach or not. You know, at the end of the day, marketing is you want to get the phone to ring. Not my style, not what I would have done, but sending out this postcard, I can't tell you again how many homeowners told me that A, they've never received something like this. I even had a couple of people tell me that, yeah, they get postcards from, you know, home buyers and cash investors all the time, but they never call because they know that it's for business. And this was just different. So they really wanted to find out, am I really looking for a property to live in, or do I have an ulterior motive? And it just kind of got me thinking, how else can we tweak the message on our postcard so that it resonates with homeowners? And most importantly, the goal with your marketing is to get the phone to ring. You're not trying to do a deal with your marketing piece. You're trying to get, you know, dialogue happening, and you want them to pick up the phone, call you or your team, so that now you can engage in conversation with them to see if it might be a fit. And Dan Kennedy talks about, you know, marketing is nothing more than having the right message to the right market at the right time. And the last part is critical, you know, to your success as an investor and a wholesaler is, you know, make sure that you constantly have campaigns going out on a weekly basis regardless of what your marketing budget is. But again, I think that the biggest takeaway here, and I kind of want to get you thinking about, how can you change the message on your marketing to stand out from everything else out there, and so that it kind of resonates. So put yourself in a homeowner's shoes, and along those same lines is, you know, when you receive direct mail at your house, you know, keep an eye out for things that you can add to your marketing swipe file. Like, what gets you to raise an eyebrow or to notice a particular marketing message or a particular postcard? And think about how you can apply that to your marketing. And I think if you challenge yourself in that way, you know, you're going to have more leads coming in and more opportunities to close deals. So anyways, I'll include that postcard just so you guys can check it out. Please don't swipe it exactly. You know, because if you're in my market, I don't want people to just think, you know, it's just kind of another ploy to get deals. But on a side note, on most of the properties we still haven't found the one we're looking for. So I'm thinking about building like one of these modern office sheds in my backyard. If we don't find something, but a lot of these leads that haven't worked, I'm outsourcing them to our local in-house realtor to potentially go after and get a listing. So I know that even though the intention wasn't to get a deal or for our team to get a listing or something, I know that we'll monetize the campaign like we always do. So let me know what you thought about this show. Again, I'll include the postcard, the PDF, so that you can check it out. And yeah, if you have any, you know, any unique twist or angle on some copy or text that you've added to your postcard, I'd love to hear about it. If you don't mind, shoot me a copy. I'd love to check it out. I'm always looking for more creative, innovative ways to market and generate more leads. So I'd love to check it out and hear about it. Talk to you soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.